A few days later, on December 17, 2004, according to a former senior administration official, President Bush received an extensive briefing on the situation from Army Colonel Derek Harvey, a senior U.S. military intelligence expert on Iraq. Unlike most U.S. military intelligence officials involved in the region, Harvey understood Arabic and also had a Ph.D. in Islamic studies. He had a far less rosy view than what the president had been hearing. CIA and NSC officials who already had received the longer four-hour version of his briefing sat in. The insurgency was tougher than the American officials understood, Harvey told the president, according to three people present at the meeting. It's robust. It's well-led. It's diverse. Absent some sort of reconciliation, it's going to go on, and that risks a civil war. They have the means to fight this for a long time, and they have a different sense of time than we do, and are willing to fight. They have better intelligence than we do. The insurgents had managed to mount about 26,000 attacks against U.S. forces and Iraqis during 2004, and the trends weren't good. The president wanted to know where Harvey was coming from. Who was he? And why should his minority view, so contrary to the official optimism, be believed? Harvey explained that he had spent a good amount of time in Iraq, that he had conversed repeatedly with insurgents, and had developed the belief that the U.S. intelligence effort there was deeply flawed. The other officials present weren't entirely at ease with Colonel Harvey and his perspective. There was always a view that Harvey was a little over the top, especially in his certainty that he was right and everyone else was wrong, said a former senior administration official. Okay, what about the Syrian role, the president asked. One of the CIA officials spoke up to say that his agency didn't see clear financing coming from Syria. The CIA long had thought that Harvey and other military intelligence officials were overemphasizing the role of Syria and foreign fighters in Iraq. No, Harvey bluntly responded with striking specificity. In fact, we do. We see four different tracks of financing from Damascus. All go to Ramadi to the tune of $1.2 million a month. And it is based in a very Arab way on relationships and shared experiences. And all the SIGINT, Signals Intercept Intelligence, isn't going to tell you that. But don't focus on the foreign fighters, Harvey told the president, breaking a bit with the orthodox view in military intelligence. We've zeroed in on them too much, because our intelligence apparatus can intercept their communications. But they aren't at the core of the Iraqi insurgency, which is the old Sunni oligarchy, using religious nationalism as a motivating force. That's it, in a nutshell. In the wake of the briefing, a study group led by retired Army General Gary Luck was sent to Iraq to review operations there. Among its conclusions, reported back to the president in February 2005, was that the security situation was worse than was being depicted. The insurgency was gathering steam. The training of Iraqi security forces was slower than officials had said. And the U.S. intelligence operation continued to be deeply flawed. In his peculiar way, Bush would take many months before his public comments began to reflect this more sober assessment. Even then, in a series of speeches on Iraq late in 2005 and early in 2006, he would refer to setbacks only in vague terms.